Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, once again, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap, Monday, February 4th edition, post-Super Bowl, which I watched 0.0% of it.
That's why we start off with tequila may aid in weight loss.
pretty much.
Right?
Make you feel better from last night's overindulgences.
Sure, why not? From the good folks at the American Chemical Society.
Oh, yeah.
They like those chemicals.
They certainly do.
They're actually looking at a study from back in 2014. They found tequila might, underword the light word might, aid with weight loss. It has to do with the agave plant. That's what makes tequila tequila. And there's something in the sugars that are called agavins. Apparently, they do not raise your blood pressure like simple sugars because they're not digestible by the body.
Interesting.
So what they did is they tested these on the agavins on mice, and they found that they were purer form than what the water that the mice would drink. And what they found was the agavins ended up lowering the blood sugar levels of the mice. They ended up eating less and showed stronger insulin response. So this could lead to potentially having the agavins be adopted to humanity. However, keep in mind, going down and slamming a bottle of tequila is not going to help you lose weight.
It's right. Part of the ingredient that's in the tequila that hopefully they can strip out and maybe help us out with. They used to call those left-handed sugars, a sugar that your body doesn't recognize, so it kind of just passes it through.
Oh.
Instead of burning it,
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, and just keep in mind, too, that lots of drinks with tequila often have lots of sugars and other things in
them. Right.
So if you're going to drink tequila to lose weight and you have that in your mind, then just drink it straight.
And be honest with you, if you're shooting tequila late into the evening, there's no good that's going to come out of that.
Yeah, you're going to end up at Taco Bell.
Okay? For sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Talk about getting rid of the common cold. Grandma may be right. She said when you felt that tickle in the back of your throat, gargle with some salty water. Come to find out that actually is kind of true. According to a couple of studies, what they did was they had people that were sick, and they had half of the group gargle with salt water three times during the day or when they were sick, and they asked them to keep a journal as to what was going on. They found those who had the salt solution saw their colds end almost 2 days earlier and their blocked nose clearing 2.5 days sooner than those who let the cold run its course. Sneezing came in a day and a half earlier, and coughing eased about 2.5 days faster.
But what they want you to do is to block one nostril and inhale the water through the other, kind of like the neti pot does for you.
Yeah.
Repeating this for both nostrils, so you're kind of waterboarding yourself.
Well, but that is true. It's never comfortable, even when they give you the Flonase stuff. The doctor gives you that nose spray. But at the same time, I think that has saline properties in it, too.
Yeah, sure.
And my mom used to always say, she'd make me this, sort of salt nose spray and then salt water. It was really hot, and anytime I would gargle it or use it, it was uncomfortable in the moment, but I always felt better. So I don't know. I guess now there's scientific proof that it works.
Well, what did the chickens think about that?
The chickens? They just watched and they enjoyed it.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. Let's see. Let's talk about your online data. Look, Facebook, Google, anytime you go into the internet, they're mining to see what keystrokes, what websites you go to, what are you buying, how much is in your bank account.
Everybody's complaining about the invasion of privacy. The minute you signed up for these things, you gave up your privacy.
Yeah, you do. And here's the thing. With all the hoopla going around about Facebook selling your information without you noticing, they haven't seen a drop in memberships at all.
Yeah.
People really don't care. So here's the thing. If they're getting paid for your information, why not you get some of it?
Sell your own stuff.
Yeah, that's what this particular web business model for Digime, DIGI.ME. They're a personal data security platform. And basically, if you sign up with them and they monitor your information, if somebody buys your information, they will give you a taste.
Yeah.
A little bit of the cash. It's going to be like an online token, which I guess once they get enough, you might be able to put it in for cash, maybe for Amazon gift cards, who knows. But it is kind of a way, if you're looking to at least get something in your pocket for the information that they're giving, they're getting paid for, it is worth investigating. Hey, speaking of money, everyone doing their taxes this year, be careful when you're filing electronically. because a lot of these tax softwares have kind of a hidden fee, and it's murky as to how you get out of it as well.
And they nail you right at the end, just before you're checking out, or let's call it,
right,
before you submit it. They tack on a lot, $40-$50 or something, right?
And last year I had, like, they make you select the tier that you think you fall into, and I did, and then I realized I could have gotten away with just, like, a basic plan instead of the premium.
Right.
When I tried to go back and then reselect the plan that I actually needed, once I'd selected the higher tier, it wouldn't let me go back.
Yep, that's
so I had to call customer service. It was such a pain.
Absolutely. And what they're talking about here is the fee at the end of your taxes when you are about to file them electronically. They will put on an extra $40 or so as a convenience charge for you not having your debit or credit card handy. So what they're saying is that if you're, you know, for instance, if you bought the software, sometimes if you get detailed into your taxes, you got to buy the deluxe and premium versions of these tacking software, which can be anywhere $40 to $55. Instead of waiting to the end and just having it removed out for even your refund, go ahead and pay for that up front. And then when you get it filed, instead of having it filed electronically through this website, go to the IRS website and do it yourself. That's absolutely free.
Oh, okay.
Or you can do what I did is I went to Credit Karma and I did my taxes this year through Credit Karma, just plugging in the numbers to see if it was going to do exactly what this tax thing did. And lo and behold, it didn't. It was absolutely free.
That's cool.
I love Credit Karma, man. It is so cool. It's a free app, and you got it on your phone, and it gives you two of the reporting agencies, gives you your scores, and they're always offering you like low interest credit cards, and it's pretty good advice too.
Yeah, it really is. And the tax thing, a couple things that it may be inconvenient for you, but you know, you weigh the $40 or not, but it doesn't auto populate your 1040.
Yeah.
Because usually if you put in your employer's ID number, it'll pull in your fill in all the boxes and everything. So you have to do that manually. And then the other thing is, I don't know if this is because this is the first time I did it with Credit Karma or if this is going to be moving forward. They wanted the IRS to prove that it was me, wanted a specific number from a line or a box from last year's taxes.
That's just a verification thing. I kind of like that.
You know, so there, yeah, you did it.
That way somebody's not trying to get your taxes
returned. Right.
You know, it was 15 minutes, and that was well worth me saving the extra $40 there. So this is a cool invention here because we discovered on the show today, we think that burnt popcorn is probably one of the stinkiest smells on the planet.
Right there with wet dog, though. And speaking of wet dog.
Yeah, wet dog is a nasty one here. Imagine this, a third grade student named Marissa Stearing. She had a pug named Mojo, who apparently Mojo didn't like getting wet. And, you know, wet dogs, when they go around, they rub around, you know, furniture and carpets and everything. They put that stank everywhere. So what she came up with is kind of a prototype. She calls it the Puff and Fluff Dog Dryer. And basically, it's a rectangular piece of material that has four elastic leg holes and cinch straps where you can put the dog in it. The cinch strap around its tail, cinch strap around its head. And then it has like a tube that comes out that you attach to your hair dryer. Pop in the hair dryer, turn it on. Instead of the hair dryer flying everywhere, it kind of insulates inside the bag and wraps it around, kind of like your dryer of your clothes.
Yeah.
Helps get your dog a little bit drier and keeps the funk stank there inside.
I just wonder, it's something she invented, and she entered it in her school's invention convention. And it was so popular, she's selling this stuff online now.
I love it. It's anywhere from super small dogs to big, big dogs. They range in price anywhere from $30 to $60. Links at our website.
Yeah. I just love that determination because when I was doing science experiments, it was like whatever I could come up with the night before that I could make look creative on a board. This is like a legitimate experiment, which she has made something productive out of. So congrats. It's amazing.
I made a volcano out of mac and cheese.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't even go to that much trouble. I think I did something like, which type of item gets colder in the refrigerator, and I use like a plastic toy, like whatever I could do that wouldn't be much effort.
What is colder when it's left outside?
Yeah, something like that.
You got to wonder the inspiration behind the Tinder candle. Now we're talking about the online dating app Tinder. They have their single not sorry soy candle developed by the Homesick Candle Company.
Single not sorry.
Here's the best part. The description of it is it smells like freedom and fun.
Yeah, that could be so many things.
You want to know what smelling like freedom smells like? Smell this. Young adventurers and very
freedom.
Very well traveled forever on a mission to bring people together. Swipe right. Let's make the world a more beautiful place. That's the description of it. Here's what people say about the Tinder candle. It says it's got a little bit of hints of eucalyptus, fir needle, and orange.
Okay.
The mid notes.
Yes.
Sandalwood, patchouli, clove.
And camphor.
And then the base notes, It's all about the base. It's oak, moss, amber, and tunkabe.
I feel like those could be three different candles, but instead, like Tinder, there's a whole cluster you-know-what of things into one candle.
It's a hot
and
mess candle. Yeah.
Boom. There's your results.
Yeah,
my thing is why are you calling it single and not sorry? If you're on Tinder, then you clearly don't want to be single, so it's an oxymoron in itself.
That's very true, but it's worth $30, and it might be something you can buy from the Homesick website if you like, just in time for Singles Awareness Day, which happens to be 2 days ahead of Valentine's.
Does anybody know what a tonka bean is?
No.
Can you?
I just think of the little trucks.
I was going to say, do you move it around with a tonka truck?
I don't know. I never heard of a tonka bean before.
Googling tonka bean.
Well, buy the candle so you'll know what it smells like. Don't know what it is, but you know what it smells like. So there's our show for today for Monday, February 4th, 2019. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.